Defeat into Victory by Field Marshal Viscount William Slim. In Defeat into Victory, Field Marshal William Slim offers not just a military memoir, but one of the most lucid and enduring texts on leadership in adversity ever written. Covering the Burma campaign of the Second World War, where Slim led Allied forces from catastrophic defeat to decisive victory against the Japanese in one of the most grueling theaters of war, the book is a masterclass in organizational turnaround, morale building, and strategic clarity. While it is rooted in military history, Defeat into Victory is not a book about war. It is a book about leadership, systems thinking, and culture under pressure. For veterinary practice owners and leaders in the United Kingdom facing difficult business conditions, staff attrition, or stagnation, Slim's insights provide an extraordinary and practical blueprint for rebuilding from the ground up. The book begins with brutal honesty. In early 1942, Slim inherited a demoralized, disorganized, and chronically undersupplied force in Burma, reeling from successive defeats by a disciplined and aggressive Japanese army. Infrastructure was broken, command structures were incoherent, and morale was collapsing. Slim does not sugarcoat these failings. He confronts them head-on, reflecting on both systemic errors and individual leadership flaws. This refusal to make excuses is a hallmark of his philosophy. Leaders must first face facts, however painful, before change is possible. This lesson holds true in veterinary practice leadership. If morale is poor, turnover is high, or clients are dissatisfied, the first step is not strategy, it is honesty. Slim's leadership style stands in stark contrast to many of his contemporaries. He was a thoughtful, deeply empathetic commander who understood that to win, he had to win over the minds and hearts of his people. His guiding principle was that soldiers, like any professionals, fight not simply for cause or glory, but for their leaders and comrades. He focused relentlessly on building trust at every level of command. He did not delegate morale to others, he owned it. In modern veterinary terms, this means the owner or clinical director cannot outsource culture. It must be led from the front, with visibility, consistency, and humility. A key theme throughout the book is the importance of purposeful communication. Slim traveled thousands of miles through jungle and disease-ridden terrain to speak with his troops face to face. He explained not just orders, but the reasons behind them. He made clear what they were fighting for, how they would be supported, and what the path to victory would look like. In doing so, he created shared meaning. Veterinary leaders must do the same. Teams working long hours under emotional strain need clarity of vision and alignment with purpose. A mission to deliver gold standard care is not enough unless people understand why it matters, how they contribute, and what success looks like in practice. Slim was also a systems thinker. He recognized early that tactical brilliance could not compensate for logistical failure. He focused on getting the administrative tail right: supply chains, communication infrastructure, and training pipelines. These were the boring, unseen parts of war, but they were the foundation of resilience. Without antibiotics, fuel, boots, and training, his men could not win battles, no matter how brave. This principle maps directly onto veterinary business operations. Culture and performance depend not only on front-of-house energy or clinical talent, but on the invisible systems. Rostering, stock control, client communication protocols, software reliability, and ongoing training. Slim's turnaround began not on the battlefield, but in the systems that made battles winnable. Another enduring insight from Defeat into Victory is Slim's approach to delegation and empowerment. He replaced over-controlling senior officers with competent leaders who could think independently and take initiative. He gave them latitude to act within strategic intent, rather than chaining them to prescriptive plans. He demanded clarity of outcomes, but not conformity of method. For veterinary leadership, this model is essential. Head vets, nurse managers, and reception leads must be empowered to lead in their spheres, not simply execute instructions. Delegation is not abdication, but trust, supported by clear expectations and feedback, unlocks motivation and innovation. Slim also demonstrates a sophisticated understanding of motivation. He knew that morale was not about cheerleading, but about confidence, competence, and cohesion. His men had to believe they could win, that they had the skills and tools to do so, and that they were part of a team they could trust. He focused on rigorous training, small unit leadership, and practical welfare. Food, rest, sanitation, and medical care were all considered essential parts of fighting capability, not afterthoughts. In veterinary practices, where burnout is endemic, this translates into resourcing recovery, prioritizing continuing professional development, and fostering psychological safety. Slim reminds us that care is not a luxury, it is a multiplier. The narrative structure of the book is divided into phases: retreat, stabilization, preparation, advance, and victory. Each phase includes operational details, but is underpinned by leadership lessons that apply far beyond the battlefield. During the retreat, Slim acknowledges fear, failure, and chaos, but refuses to indulge fatalism. He begins building structure from the rubble, appointing the right people, clarifying roles, and setting expectations. For a veterinary practice recovering from crisis, financial strain, team conflict, or reputational damage, this stage is about stabilization, pausing the damage, confronting the issues, and restoring confidence one step at a time. The stabilization phase involves regaining control of systems and standards. Slim standardizes training, simplifies communication channels, and restores discipline, but not in a punitive sense. He focuses on consistency. In a veterinary business, this might involve rebuilding standard operating procedures, clarifying client service expectations, re-establishing team meetings, and defining what good looks like across clinical, client-facing, and back-office domains. The preparation phase is where momentum begins to return. Slim invests in innovation, new tactics, improved equipment, and adapted strategies for the terrain. He tests, refines, and drills continuously. Morale improves as people feel progress. In veterinary terms, this is when leaders can begin to shift from reactive firefighting to proactive growth, reviewing pricing, developing new services, or implementing structured client feedback systems. Training becomes focused not on survival, but on excellence. During the advance, Slim moves decisively. His forces take the initiative, not just tactically, but psychologically. The Japanese no longer dominate the tempo. Slim's confidence is rooted not in hope, but in preparation. He still adapts constantly, but the strategic direction is firm. For veterinary leadership, this is the moment when the team begins to believe in the mission again, when clarity, competence, and cohesion converge. Growth becomes sustainable, not fragile. Client satisfaction, clinical standards, and staff engagement align. Finally, in victory, Slim avoids triumphalism. He reflects on the cost of war, the lessons of leadership, and the danger of complacency. He is more focused on legacy than laurels. For practice leaders, this is a reminder that success is not a finish line, but a responsibility. Systems must be maintained, culture must be protected. Leaders must develop successors, not just serve their own tenure. What distinguishes Defeat into Victory from other leadership texts is its honesty. Slim admits mistakes, his own and others. He does not pretend to have had a grand master plan. He credits the adaptability, bravery, and intelligence of his team. He learns in public. This humility, paired with strategic discipline, is perhaps the most important lesson for veterinary professionals today. Leadership is not about certainty. It is about being willing to face complexity, ask hard questions, listen deeply, and act decisively, over and over again. For a veterinary practice in the United Kingdom looking to apply these lessons, several practical actions emerge. First, assess morale honestly. Is your team operating from a place of fear, fatigue, or disengagement? If so, stabilize before you scale. Second, audit your operational systems. Where are the bottlenecks, the inconsistencies, the pain points? Fix them before introducing new services or hires. Third, delegate with intent. Empower your lieutenants with real authority and support. Fourth, revisit your mission. Is it clear? Is it shared? Is it visible in your daily operations? Fifth, invest in training, not just CPD for clinicians, but structured learning for all roles, with feedback loops, coaching, and peer support. Perhaps most importantly, remember Slim's central principle: leadership is about service. His troops followed him, not because he commanded them, but because he served them, by planning rigorously, communicating clearly, and sharing their burdens. Veterinary leaders who do the same, who walk the floor, explain decisions, invest in growth, and confront hard truths. Build teams that are not only more effective, but more loyal, resilient, and proud. In conclusion, Defeat into Victory is far more than a war memoir. It is a leadership manual forged in adversity, written with elegance, humility, and deep humanity. For veterinary practice owners and leaders in the United Kingdom facing their own battles, whether with staffing, regulation, culture, or cost, Slim's legacy offers a timeless compass. Lead with courage, act with discipline, build systems that last, and never lose sight of the people you serve. Victory, in this sense, is not conquest. It is coherence. It is turning a struggling team into a thriving one. It is transforming defeat into dignity, and then into something even greater.